Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
All right, callers. Reuben Dockery is out campaigning currently, but the topic this evening is overcoming the battle in my mind. Revisit it. The topic, it seems, that lately every day people are posturing themselves for a battle with or against something or someone. The easiest excuse to go to battle with the difference of the next man's skin color or how he disagrees with you. Somehow both of the latter examples are seen as objects of aggression. Particularly, young people are most confused about the origin and direction of their frustration. Co-host Pastor Ricky Waller tonight will be leading you all. Please enjoy the conversation. Pastor Waller?
Yes. Welcome. On this night, folks, we thank God for all of you who are listening. And I know that on behalf of Pastor Reuben Dockery, who's on the campaign trail, doing all that he can do to help as many people as he can according to the will of God. So we thank him. And as I said it in the gap on behalf of him, my name is Minister Ricky Waller. I am the co-host of Talk Straight. And tonight we need to engage in a conversation that would bring truth to hurting people. So we desire you to call in. The number is 657-383-0944. Remember, 657-383-0944. We need your calls. You can have questions and comments according to what we are talking about tonight, overcoming the battle in mind. And we know that when you having a battle in your mind and you having such a fight, I know myself, I understand what that is and how it came about. It just eased into my mind. All of a sudden, there was a battle going on. So I don't know about you, but I would say not just overcoming the battle according to in your mind, but I have to think about the battle that I had in my mind. So I know that maybe someone that's listening right now that desire to call in. We desire you to call. We will do all that we can do, again, to have a very interesting conversation. The dialogue would be you and I. So, again, welcome. Help to you. We have a scripture according to Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5 through 7. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Then it goes on further to say, verse 6 says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Verse number 8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that's interesting how he became obedient. And he himself had to deal with some issues. And I'm sure you can relate to issues in your life and how you have to deal with the battle that's in your mind. So call in, if you will. We would love to hear from you. And just in case, amen, you find it interesting to do so, we will be waiting to hear from you. But in the meantime, again, we just thank God for such an opportunity like this. And the Word of God speaks clearly to us in the book of chapter 2.
We have a call, Pastor Waller.
Glory to God. Amen. Caller, welcome to Talk Straight. What is the last digits, four digits of your number? Caller.
8112.
8112, glory to God. Welcome to Talk Straight. My girl, we glad
you're
here.
How you hanging
from...
in there, Pastor?
I love to hear that. That sounds like, that sound like good news.
I know you're having a challenge going on, but it's all right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's not bad at all. That's
no,
rather
sir.
We was, yeah, we was talking about the topic for the night. I mean, that's... Gave me a
I
reminder.
Didn't hear that part, but I'm grateful to be on here with you guys and to listen one again.
Amen. We're glad that you're here. We thank God for your presence. We know that there may be something that you have to offer, and I know you'll be willing to do so once you do hear the topic tonight. And I will rerun it for you, if you will. The topic tonight is overcoming the battle in my mind.
In my mind? Oh, wow, that's a lot, Pastor. That's a lot.
I thought about that. Yes, I thought about that myself. I said, I don't know about one's mind, but I know about my mind. I've made that battle. Yes, it was not an easy battle, but yet still, and he gave us a scripture to go about, a couple of verses, if you will, according to Philippians chapter 2. I'll read it again, if you will. Verse number 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, it reads, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That was interesting. And verse 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. That is extremely interesting. Verse number 8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. See, the obedience is what really got me when I realized that he had to be obedient to get to that process. And if you have something to talk to us about when it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that sounds like it's going to take some work. And in the midst of that, I believe what happens when that takes place, when we become in relationship with him or to fellowship with him, then that battle that we usually would have by ourselves, we would have somebody to stand in the gap for us. Glory to God.
Remember when it also said God works in mysterious ways? And the things we think as people on earth,
we know
all the times. Sometimes we come to you in different forms, fashions, and shapes. Remember when you were saying something else, and I say something too, that a lot of times when he comes to us, it may be through a cat, It may be through another human being. It may be through something you don't even get. And when he comes to us, he wants us to recognize, I think, I'll speak for myself, this, that I am not perfect. I am imperfect. I am only but a human. As long as you trust and believe in me, I will never steer you in the wrong direction, I think. And I don't believe he has ever steered me in the wrong direction, even though I do what I do. It may be lesser than some people. It may be worse than some others. It may be better than some others. Who am I to judge someone else for living their life the way they live? Because I am not your judge nor your jury, but God is. And understand that. And he's a patient God. My God is a God-fearing God, and he's patient with me. And I believe he's patient with others. So my point, when we do what we do, Pastor, despite what anybody may say about what you're doing in your life, only person going to be judged come Kingdom Day is you. It ain't going to be them standing up there answering to the divine. It's going to be you, me, and them.
That is personal, the truth. It will be a personal thing once you stand before him. That's why the word of God does say that every man is going to have to sit at the judgment seat of Christ. So it's a really good thing, as what we were talking about as we started in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, when it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So in other words, that mind thing, that's a battle that we have, and I know I can say that for myself because I didn't know Christ no kind of way. And the fight that I had, I continued to have the fight, but I kept losing because I didn't know how to handle what the enemy was doing to me. And it was only until I became aware of what it would be like in my pattern of thinking, I wonder what it would be like if I just got to know the God that I hear so much about, that I heard so much about, and what it would be like. So I just took it upon myself to step out on faith, and you know, I went seeking for him. And that's what the word of God does say. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what that means is just learning how to trust in him. And as we were talking, as you said, you know, you got to be put together in a form of a personal relationship with him. And once you do that, you've done something because it's going to be personal. And you
did I share something with you before? I'm not sure. I think I did, but I'm and Pastor Ruben was on here as well. But what I was, I didn't mean to interrupt you by no means, Pastor Bob.
Well, go ahead.
I remember when my son was killed by the police, and I'm not keep trying to harp on this, but I'm trying to say something. I noticed when I was there, after a certain point, after he passed away, I found a certain calmness. And I'm a long way from home, and I don't travel well. I found a certain calmness within me. And when I got home, back here where I live today, I was like, I felt like I should have stayed there almost, knowing I didn't want to stay there. I want to be with my family.
Right, okay.
God was carrying me. That's my testimony. I ain't going to lie to nobody, and I ain't faking and shaking. I'm maybe drinking,
yeah.
I ain't shaking. That was my testimony.
He was
me because he knew. He gave me.
Yeah,
and he was holding me. He was like they was walking through the sand. He was picking me up. I wasn't in no sand, but he was picking me up and he was carrying me. And I thought about that after I got to the house. I didn't realize that.
That he
until I got back to Peoria, Illinois. I said,
"Oh,
here was where my son got murdered at." It was so much confusing. I had to call a family meeting. I don't know how I got there. I do know because was a bitch, and my mom was saying. So I was calling a family meeting. I know a lot of people showed up, and I called her. I said, I got to call a family meeting. Y'all trying to kill me. And I did.
You called a family
maybe
meeting.
Even not, maybe sometimes even unaware of what I was going through.
Yeah, let me stop you for a second. You say you thought they was trying to kill you. That sounds like a battle right there.
It was in your mind.
It was a big battle.
Because when the people you love the most, that's your family, and you figuring they looking at you for what? And you figured when you was out of state, you just lost one of your prized possessions in life, which is your child.
Yeah,
they don't know what
deep.
They feel like. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy because that's a hell of a feeling. It's horrible.
I like to believe, and I didn't mean to curse, but
it is horrible. But my point was, the Lord put it in my heart, and he said, you call a family meeting. I always did that. And
so
I've done that. And he's brought me so far. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor.
You say you call a family meeting. There's nothing wrong with that because it's like...
I'm one of the younger ones. Listen to me. Keep in mind. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Maybe I ain't saying it correctly. But God has blessed me with an anointment that I don't even understand all the time.
Well, listen, that's good. You know, you're talking about the battle of the mind, and he said, let this mind be in you. So when you have a relationship with the Lord, his mind is a mind that you need to be aware of, that if it gets inside of you.
I got one. I know where it comes from now.
Listen to what I'm saying. When his mind, I want you to remember, when his mind gets inside of you and your mind's inside him, it's a relationship. It's a form of a fellowship that's going on. And even he had a fellowship. I want you to listen to what he said in his own way of saying, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, he said, now this is an opportunity for fellowship to be in pursuit. And that's what it means when it says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
I don't even go to church.
I don't even go to church,
but I got God in my heart and he loves me. Mm-hmm. I am his daughter and he knows.
Yeah, you don't have to go to church to have a relationship with him. That's what I'm saying to you. See, you can have a relationship with him. There are many people who are not going to grace the doors of a church building. You understand? I mean, that's just the way it is. But that doesn't take away from a person having a relationship with him, as I shared the other night. There were countless of people that was not in the church formed a relationship with him, and they were on the street. And
yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you, I read it in the book. And so I know these people was not in church. And, you know, as I said, the blind man was not in church. The blind man was on the side of the road begging. And he just happened to see evidence that came through, and he heard it. He didn't see it. He just heard it. And he could hear stronger than people could see with their eyes.
Yes,
you see,
sir.
Because he knew he wasn't able to see in the physical realm with his eyes, but he could hear and be able to see the power of Jesus walking through. Because that's the sound that he heard. And when they was coming through, the blind man asked the question to the people who was with Jesus, which was the disciples, and he said, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? That's the question that he asked him, because it was a noise. And then that's when they told him who it was. They said, it's Jesus of Nazareth passing by. And that's
right.
When the blind man called on him, glory to God. He wanted that mind. He wanted that mind of Christ in him. And he called on him, and they told him to hush, the one that was with Jesus, and he got louder. Because he wasn't going to let Jesus get by. He said, no, this is the only opportunity that I may ever have. I'm getting ready to call on him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get louder. And so as he got louder, Jesus stopped in his track and told the disciples, bring him to me. And that's when he began to fellowship with him. The mind of Christ began to be a part of this blind man. And he asked the question. The blind man was positioned and ready for the question to be asked. Jesus said, what is it that I can do for you? And the blind man just said, if I can just only receive my sight. And that's what Jesus told him as a rewarder. He said, receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole. And don't you know that was a powerful form of fellowship right there? And, I mean, what no church building involved in that? So, yes, you can be in fellowship with him and not even going to church. I'm not telling people not to go. No, I'm not saying that.
No,
I am
saying that. No, I ain't saying that either. I'm saying because I was raised in church. I'm not saying that either, sir. By no means. I'm not saying. But I'm saying there's so many things going on that's called revelation. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, listen. So we want to make sure that we stay right here, and I want to make sure we elaborate on this because there may be someone that's listening right now before we go into the break, which will be coming really soon. Notice something about the overcoming the battle in my mind. To be able to
in my mind, the battle was what it was, and it still is what it is, but I thank God for Jesus. He's taking me through it each and every day. I have to give it to him because he's good God. My God is a good God, and it's all I got if you want to accept him for be who he is.
That's right. I take that. I receive that. And I think the first five or six words that's in that scripture, it says, let this mind be in you. And I love that because it's like, whoa, listen to what he's saying here. It's telling me in order to overcome the battle in my mind, I need to let this mind be in me. You understand? Which was also in Christ Jesus. I need that in me. And I need it not just on one day, which is sometimes people go to church in the building on a Sunday. Sometimes they go in on a Saturday, whatever day they go in there. Oh, still, I'd like for him to be a part of me every day. You see, that's how I'm going to be able to overcome what's in my mind because the enemy has set up a post, and he set up a post to the point where he's, okay, we could just go into the church on a visit. I got him the rest of the day. But that's a battle. That's a battle until one day.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time to take a break.
Huh?
This sounds like a good time to take a break.
Yeah, okay.
Good
time
to take a break. All right now, break.
That's outstanding.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up and be a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
Amen.
All right, we're back from our break, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen. Praise God for the break. We thank God for you, Sister Dockery. We appreciate you taking time out to assist us. And I know that everything is decently and in order. And we thank God again for the topic, and we appreciate the caller, 8112. We know that the time has come to continue the dialogue. Notice something that the Word of God says. It says, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing, there he would be in the midst of us. So what that means to me is his mind being a part of what the dialogue is all about, is getting to know how to have someone to know what you're dealing with in your mind and what's on your mind. And I used to hear people say these words, and I didn't know anything about the Bible at all, 8112. I used to hear people say that the Lord is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And I often wonder, a mind regulator, that would be wonderful to know that this battle that I'm having in my mind could be regulated and changed. And then I discovered through the process of my showing up, getting to know him, and then he taught me. And I appreciate what he taught me, and that came from me allowing myself to recognize the power of letting this mind be in you. You know, and that's an awesome thing. I had to find out, what can I do? I don't know him, but I do have a desire. And as soon as I stepped up and stepped out on faith, that's when his mind came into my arena. Yeah. Huh? Could you imagine?
I was going to give me a hug because I'm kind of crying. I need prayers because right now I'm going through some things. I've been going through some things. I don't mean to get on this radio station side like that.
You're right. You're all right. I mean, that's what the fight is about.
I
is to make sure.
But the things that you do is what I'm trying to say, if I ain't say it correctly. I thank you for the things that you're trying to do with the kids. They need our help.
Yes.
We don't always have the solution to the problem. We don't always have the right answers. And me, I am that person. I try to do what I can when I can. And then you go through your own situations in life and you try to help these children and they don't get that. Some of them don't get that part. Some of them do. But maybe one of them is listening.
That's right. That's right. That's all it takes is to get a starting point. I mean, if one star, then
sir,
they can go and tell somebody
listen
else.
Listen, things to me that inspire me.
Yeah.
It inspires me to reach down and touch my soul, and there's a reason for that.
Bless God.
I'm joyous. I am humble, and I want to stay humble, and I hope by the grace of God that I can reach somebody, the kids need help. They don't think they do, but they need help. And it's sad to me, and it breaks my heart to know that if they only knew.
Most of them don't they're not supposed to know until they learn that. And I myself didn't, you know, relate to it because I didn't know. Once I got a chance to find out, I'm like, I need some help now. And once the kids do find out that we have help available, and that's where examples come in at. We have to ourselves become more examples versus not, because there's a whole lot
hey,
of...
Hey,
yes, uh-huh.
We have another caller.
Okay. Caller, welcome to Talk Street. Who do we have? Caller, you on air?
Hey, hi. This is 3072.
Hello there, 3072. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We welcome you. We're glad that you called in, and I tell you now that we've been stirring it up. 8112 and I, we have been carrying out the topic tonight, and we're glad that you came in. I'll share it with you just in case you didn't get a chance to hear it. The topic tonight is overcoming the battle in my mind. And it came from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7, when it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'll read the rest of the verses, if you will. I'm going to ask you to come in and talk to us about it. Verse 6 says, okay. who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Sound like a fellowship was going on there. And then it says in verse 7, he said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He was very humble. He had to be. Then it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So he had to stand for something. And in the time of what we're dealing with in our communities, and 8112 was talking about the young people, and we ourselves have to be mindful of the battle that we have in our mind. And what do you think about verse number 5 when it says, let this mind be in you? Just in case it's not in you, it's time for, and I'm not saying you as a whole, I'm talking about, you know, the people who don't know anything about him. And we talked about people going to church, which I said, it do not have to go to church to have his mind. You know, and that's the thing, he'll reach you in locations. We talked about that just the other night. So talk to us about let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what would it be like to hook up with him like that? What do you think about that? Because I know you have a relationship with him. And talk to us, 3072, and let us know what you think about that. Overcoming the battle in my mind.
Okay. Well, and, wow. I mean, back to, like, the urban, the younger population, that would be really great for them to know what that mind is and the security that mind can bring.
Go ahead.
Can get you out of a bunch of, like, terrible situations if you had that mind. I mean, we talked about the last show, how and the what, and, again, it goes back to the mind. Many things are just a state of mind. Do you get me? Riches, success, failures, depression. It's right. It's all about that state of mind. That is, I think, key. I don't even really know where to begin or how to explain. But yeah, if we just could remember that what would Jesus do? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In many situations, if we could remember that, we would come out on top each time. I mean, I don't really know what else to say.
Well, I think you said it all. I mean, right there. I mean, just to be able to know that in having a relationship with him, with that name, it's amazing, because what brings forth power is that a lot of terrible things that can be you can have be assisted and be able to know that you're not alone once you get and have your mind to be lined up with his mindset. And that's when change starts to take place. I'll give you a good example, because you shared it right then, and it made a lot of sense. The things that would be able to change only if we had the mind of Christ in us. Notice that it says here, and I go here purposely, and you just listen to what it says. He says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, he said, I plead you, you know, that he's letting us know, you know, about in Romans chapter 12, in verse 1, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on in the next verse, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I like that, because it sounds like to me, if I get the mind of Christ in me and I become affiliated with him, I'm no longer thinking like I used to. Does that make sense? You know,
that
now I got the mind of Christ. Everything. I don't know everything, but what I do know, I'm learning now that I'm seeking to have the mind of Christ in. And to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, meaning that my mind is like having a battle going on. So I need to get some clarity on this. So yes, you know, that was good. I like that. Yeah, very needed. And we have some people who don't know that there's a battle going on that calls you to do certain things and to go certain places and to try to say, I'm not going to do it when you end up doing it anyway, or I'm going to do it and I don't do it. You know, it's a whole lot. That's a battle. And I would tell you honestly, I understand that battle. And that was like sitting inside a church. I was going through that, sitting in the back of the pew, sitting down in the very back, having a battle going on. Like, what should I do? I'm hearing all these voices, you know. And so that's a beautiful thing. And just know that it's available. You know, that's what's so wonderful about that, knowing that it is available to be able to say, at least it's available. Just like the young people knew that it was available. Possibly some may step up and say, I'd like to get in line with that, because Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this man be in you. Yeah, there's some very intelligent young people. Very smart. I mean, in so many ways, we don't want to deny that, according to simple words like, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's not something that's probably being told out there in the streets, you know, and other places, glory to God, but it needs to be. And I would think that is a beautiful thing, and we're talking about it tonight. And it just gave me a refreshing to recognize. I look back over my life, I'm like, man, you did have a battle in your mind. You know, and I'm so because he's a regulator. He regulated my mind. So the battle's not like it used to be. Of course, I'm not what I say I would want to be, but I'm definitely not like I used to be. And it's because of becoming affiliated with the Lord and not being ashamed of it, of what he had to offer. And it was up to me to step up to it, because it is personal. Glory to God. Talk to us about that, about it being personal. Personal now. You know,
I was just going to say, for me, it is personal, but it's like an amazing power. There is literal, tangible, physical power in that mind. Man, I mean, it said, what, the faith of a mustard seed? If you just believed, oh, my God, it's wow. Yeah. I mean, if people don't sit back and just take notice of themselves and that mindset, like you said, you were able to compare where you were to where you are now and where you know you need to get to be. But to look back over that, I mean, it's evidence in itself. Evidence in itself. And, yes, it is. It's a battle within your own self, within your mind, and it can drive some people crazy, seriously.
Yes, definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, but we need to just, I think, just open up, and let them in, and man, be amazed, stand back, and see the wonders of God.
Did you say be amazed? Good God of mine.
Yeah.
Open up. Glory to God. And let him in is basically what you're saying. Now I can really just rejoice right there. You know, you'll be amazed. Open up, let him in. Good God Almighty. And this is what I got out of that, because 8:1-12 was talking about Revelation earlier, but Revelation 3 and verse number 20, I think, when he was talking about, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man would hear my voice, open up and he said, I will come in and I will sit down with him. Could you imagine having that relationship with him, because you understood when he knocked at the door of your heart and he said, he's not going to force himself in, but I'm just going to knock, glory to God. And then once you respond to the knock and open up and let him in, he'll just come right on in, he said, and he'll sit down and sup with you and you with him. And that, to me, it will make you say just what you just said. Amazing what would happen if you just open up and let him in. So we're talking tonight, amen, on the topic of overcoming the battle in my mind. Open up and let him in. The number is to call. If you're thinking about how you're going to be able to get in on the dialogue, the number is 657-383-0944. We would love to hear from you. if you have questions and comments concerning the topic tonight. Amen. Go ahead. I was about to say something. 3072.
Oh, I was just going to. Oh, 8112, were you going to say something?
No, baby.
Yeah, okay.
I was just going to share a dream that I shared with my granddaughter. And it's, I won't longer draw it out. But in this dream, I was running. My family and my friends were there, and I was terrified. I was trying to hide. And I could never seem to hide. I couldn't hide. My friends couldn't hide me. They were trying to help me find spots. And the question, well, what is it? What are you running from? I didn't know. I didn't know what I was running from. So finally, my mom in the dream, and this was, I was a teenager, I'd never forget this dream, told me, stop running. Well, stop running so at least you'll know who it is or what's chasing you. Well, when I stopped running, I was cornered in this dream, and all I could see it being today at 44 was God. This thing took me, and it embraced me, and it held me. And it held me, and I cried. I was happy. It was amazing.
What a dream. What a dream.
And I felt like such a relief in the dream to like, wow, well, it didn't hurt me. It didn't kill me. It didn't, you know, I felt stronger, empowered, like finally I faced it. Yeah, but, I mean, that's, again, that mindset, if people will just open up, at least explore it. Explore it.
I'm having a moment,
you'll be
I'm having a moment, and I thank y'all so much because you guys really are helping me.
Yes.
Bless you.
My heart is broken, but it's okay. Thank y'all.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. We're gonna lift up whatever it is that's causing that.
Yeah.
You know, that you do need to be held inside of you to come out.
I just thank y'all. I'm just gonna call me back now, but he's not on here. Pastor Wallace, I thank you so much. And Lucas, 8112, I thank you guys. I'm having a moment.
Yeah.
You guys.
It's all right. It's okay.
Well, it's definitely all right. We thank God that you can let it out because this is what it's about. You know, this is about, you know, what Talk Straight could do to benefit you, and that's what's going on right now. And that's that thing we're talking about, the battle. You know, if you keep it in and don't let it out, and that's what 3072 is talking about, open up and let him in. And, you know, that means you have to do what you're doing now in order for him to come in and to understand that, you know, you have to step out on faith. She said it earlier, faith the size of a mustard seed. You see, you can handle that battle a lot better. You utilize your mustard seed. That's what you're doing. You're opening up, and we thank God for you, you know, for being able to do so. And for the topic that Pastor Doctor brought forth, we know that it's substance in it, and we know that, you know, according to the scripture, I like that. Of course, you know, you all know that by now that I love to utilize the scripture because I never knew anything about it, but now that I'm learning a little bit more, I thank God that it helped me to overcome the battle that I was having. You know, and it shouldn't be no shame in my getting to know that it was he who allowed me to, as it says, let this mind be in you. You know, he allowed me to connect with him so I could get a relief on what I was dealing with. I mean, I think 3072 says she stopped running. You know, her mother told her, Just stop running for a minute, just to be able to, you know, to deal with.
Yeah, we need to know what's chasing you. Yeah.
All of a sudden, what happened was, you know, it was a loving God. You know what I mean? It was a loving
God
that had compassion. It was a loving God that was merciful. It was a loving God that embraced her. Glory to God in that dream. So the power is what we're dealing with tonight is being able to overcome the battle because that's what she was having. She was running.
And Pastor Wallace, this dream kept coming before me for weeks.
Yeah.
I will wake up from it, go right, and finally, it concluded, it ended. And again, I can look back today and see that, man, God talks to you at all different times and stages of your life. It's up to us to be able to discern, you know, or even have an idea of what. And yes, I was afraid. I was terrified of something good and beautiful. Amazing. And I'm sure that a lot of people now can relate to that even. They're living whatever life they live in. It's all they know. So something else better than that, different from that, is horrifying. It can be very frightening. But
even
if they only knew.
Yeah, the good that was coming to you, you didn't know it, and you kept running. And all of a sudden, at the stopping point, as the voice of your mother shared that with you, you know, a loving God showed up. Could you imagine the joy?
It brings tears to my eyes to think about. He was chasing me down just to show me love. Oh, my God.
There's a blessing. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord will chase and run you down. I mean, that's what he does. That's what he's saying. He commands a blessing to come upon you. And that's the power right there. You know, and I thank God for you saying that. And we need to know that there are dreams that terrify people to the point where they don't slow down and stop running. They continue and they do harm because of that. And so thank God for you, 8112, for being able to make known of it, that you're dealing with something. That's where that battle is. And so we know and believe right now that the power of God is resting upon you right now and says, listen. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and stir it up, glory to God, and let God do for you what you're unable to do for yourself, because that's what he does best, you know, once you become in fellowship, once you know that, you know how the word of God says, acquaint now thyself with me. And that's something, you know, we know what the word acquaint means, is getting to know, acquaint myself in any situation. I had to get acquainted with going over here, going over there, become acquainted with doing this or that. So to just meditate on the thought of letting his mind be in you, good God Almighty, that sounds like getting to know him. Acquaint now about thyself with him and be at peace. See, this is what you're seeking tonight, 8112. You're seeking for some peace. And 3072 came in, you know, with some things that I'm sure you and I could embrace and stir it up and say, okay, just in case this what's on my mind right now is trying to overtake me, I just heard some good news tonight. And you let it be known by how much you appreciate Talk Straight. And we thank God for Pastor Dockery and how he continued to make known of how effective this could be to someone else. And so just to continue to have it, you know, when he could have just said, okay, we'll just wait till I get off the campaign trail. But God bless what he is doing and what he decided to do concerning this radio broadcast. And the show must go on, and I thank God for you all. Amen on this night. Oh, it's a joy. We just know the dialogue is wonderful. So go ahead.
Can I just say that, I mean, people think that they have to be spotless, without blemish, and perfect, and they, you know, no, he just wants to develop and have a relationship, and it's just like a marriage. So you start off rocky, and you're going home to mama every other week, and you're right, but as time progresses, you get to know him more, you get to trust him more, he gets to show you more, and eventually, you sitting up wondering, what in the heck was I running from? Why would I? That is, you know. But
things got better. Yes. You know, it's like,
and that's the wonderful thing about God. He won't turn his back. He do for people what no other man will do. When
that's
he hung,
right.
bled, and died, I don't know no man in 2018. I mean, Dr. King died for civil rights, but I don't know no man, even not even him, that would do what Jesus did. I don't know no man today that would sacrifice his son.
Well, he said it best in this, you know, when he says who being in the form of God thought it not robbery
wow.
to be equal God. You know what I'm saying? So he was ready to step
wow.
up and take all the punishment that was going to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the persecution that was going to take place. And that's when he says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was
mm-hmm.
made in the likeness of men. Now listen to what he said here, 37:2-81:12. He says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even
wow.
the death, even the death of the cross. So you can imagine what he had to deal with, just knowing that he had to be saying to himself, "And I'm not
well,
being."
We saw that. Yes.
Yeah, he was humble. He said, "I thought it not robbery to be equal with God." In other words, he said that fellowship with Him caused him to step up and say, "I'm just a servant. You know, I'm making it known that I'm going to." Put it in motion, and I know it's going to be a lot of harmful things I have to deal with. I'm going to be persecuted. People are going to rise up against me. He knew all of this, but the obedient caused him to say, I'm going to go right on through with it. That's amazing.
Yes,
that is amazing.
It's because as a human being now, just like chasing anybody, I wouldn't be chasing nobody. All you got to do is tell me you ain't going, okay. No, that's not God. That's not Jesus.
That's right.
He's
going to
keep
right.
on pursuing you. He okay. So,
yeah,
wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, very merciful, and I thank God for the wonderful dialogue. And we know that there's power in getting to know how to overcome the battle in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so grateful for that because it was many, many, many years of that, you know, and then I think I talked about it in this the DVD that came out concerning my life. And I remember a segment in there and when it talked about how I knew they had a change on my brain, you know, they had control of my mind. And could you imagine, you know, I see I didn't change until I was 34 years of age. And I'm thinking about, man, I thought I was born at 18, but that battle went on for so many years. And then all of a sudden, I let the mind of Christ connect with mine and found out, my goodness, now you can think like a grown-up now and start choosing. So that's what that means when it says overcoming the battle in my mind. I had to get with the one who was able to help me. And once I done, I tell you, it's been a joy and a gratitude that I deal with daily because of it. Because I was in a battle that was just like, drawn out. It was like, okay, I know he's not going to never get out of this. And that was a battle. And it was already, you know how, I didn't know the word of God then, but the word of God says that there's an enemy that is like, they call him the devil, and how he goes about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And he devoured me. He got me and took my mind. Good God Almighty. And just took my mind, stripped me from, you know, the little innocent kids say, I don't care about you being an innocent kid. I'm going to take your mind. And today, 81:12 is talking about the young people. She mentioned it earlier, 37:2, about the young people need us. And they need to be mindful and be encouraged and things like that. Amen. So we will talk about some things concerning us. How can we make a difference by encouraging others to understand that we talked about on this night, overcoming the battle in my mind, just in case they may want to think to themselves, say, okay, I might be 16 or 17 right now, but I heard someone say to me that they talked on a show about the battle of a mind. And they may even start thinking to themselves, am I in a battle? You know?
Yeah.
So we want to talk when we get back from this next break.
Professor, may I say something, sir?
Sure, you can. Go right ahead.
The battle of your mind, you took me somewhere. I know I'm crying. Y'all forgive me. I don't know.
You're fine.
But I'm trying to say this. I have been in a battle of my mind. I miss the people I love. And we do that as human beings. I got that part.
Mm-hmm.
And the confession that you having to me tonight, is so much going on in everybody's life, that.
Yeah.
Man, no.
I'm having a meltdown. So all I can ask you to do is pray for me because I need it. I'm not going to lie to anybody. You're a pastor, you're supposed to pray for me.
Yeah, we need to.
Because Miss Diana is going through things. I understand, but it's a lot. It's a lot to hold on to, and I got my faith in my good divine father, but I'm saying, I need help. And I need my divine father to come back down here and help me once again like he always has been.
Yeah.
Amen. God, praise God, praise God. We'll start praying right now, if you will. We'll pray right now, and then we'll go into this break after that, all right? Yeah. The word of God speaks very clear. What you just made me 8112, so we're going to start praying. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we stop
talking.
To acknowledge you in all things. You heard the heart, Lord God, of 8112, and you know exactly what you stand in need of. I know your word states very clear. It says, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, I ask you to place a peace on her right now, that will talk with her, a peace that will talk with her, and also walk with her, a peace that will tell her that she can call on you, Lord God, morning, even in the night season. And Lord God, we know that we have had a great dialogue up to this point. And we thank God for 3072, Lord God, for how she came in and shared things that she dealt with in a dream. And all she remembered was in a voice that just stopped. And once she did that, Lord God, you came into a situation and you embraced her. We just want to say thank you. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Lord God. We ask you right now to touch 8112 right now in a mighty way.
Yes.
Give her some right action. Let her know that you have everything already placed decently and in order.
Exactly. Yes, Lord.
And we rebuke the enemy this time because the word states very clear, and let Satan get the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Father, I thank you for giving information that to tell the enemy to get his hands up off of her right now. 8112, right now you power because you're letting this mind be in you. Season of the blessing, we ask in your son Jesus' name. And the three of us in agreement by way of saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to this
group. Thank you guys so much. I need help now. I ain't going
to
lie.
God got me.
I know he got me, but sometimes you just go where you go. You don't even understand yourself, but I thank y'all.
Yeah, you're very welcome. The prayers went up. God was there. And just, amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Just
so
listen
much.
To this.
I'm
this
trying to
right
shut
here.
Up, but
right
I can't
here.
Right now. So it's okay. Maybe I should hang up, but I thank y'all for doing what you've done for me.
Now stay tuned.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, just stay tuned. Yeah, just stay tuned. That's what you do. This break after this break. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Welcome back. It's all great, and we will continue to press on, and we thank God for the dialogue tonight. We know that the Lord would be pleased recognizing him, whether they know him or not, just to be able to acknowledge him and step out on faith and to get to know him. Right here, right now, and it says here, it seems that lately, every day, people are postering themselves for a battle with or against something or someone. Amazing to be able to recognize that people are posting up to the point where at some point, you know, it just seems that lately, everyday people are postering themselves for a battle with or against something or someone. Could you imagine something being on your mind to the point where the battle is so strong and it is just a thing, even when it's not against somebody, as it says also, imagine something. And we can use many things as an example. It can be someone on the job. That could be a person, or it can be something going on the job that you don't know how to exercise as you would like to, or a place that you basically are having a battle with whether you should go or not. Could you imagine the power of the battle that a person can have in his mind? I thank God tonight for the topic. I really do, because it gives us a chance to recognize the easiest, you know, to be able to execute and to acknowledge how to deal with the battle of your mind. To go to battle is a different, and the next man's skin color or how he disagrees with you. Could you imagine how the battle just started to just increase somehow? Both. Amen. Somebody calling in?
Yeah, I wanted to just say to you and 8112, I think you start to win the battles when you can put the battles out on front like 8112 did. Now, I'm not telling her to just walk around crying, but that took courage and bravery to come out first of all to yourself and say, God, I need help, or God, right. Secondly, for you to be able to do that to others, to tell others, hey, I'm deficient. Hey, I need help. Or hey, I'm a proud person myself. And that would break me down to, like, man, a molecule, to really small pieces, to not to be able to help myself in a situation.
I think
so. And I am one to where I probably would just hide out in the closet for a long time because I can't help. But to be able to step outside of that door and to put everything on front, it's power, 8112.
Yes, it is.
Power. God answered your prayer before you asked, when you started to cry, when you started to wept.
That's right.
He already was responding.
I need y'all. I ain't going to lie. And he put y'all in my life for a reason. I know this, but sometimes it gets a little hard for me, Dick.
Bless God. But it's all right. We just know that you're in the right place.
Your tears should be tears of joy is what you should be crying right now. Just thank them.
Yeah,
thank
because
them.
Through it all, you know, it says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. This could be a time that you bring forth joy. And,
yes.
You know, and it's such an awesome thing, you know, it has to do with what's centered around the thought of the mind. And so that's what's so outstanding.
Yeah.
And if you listen
yeah.
to this right here, it's just like, for instance, the young people, it says particularly
it's
young
hard.
People.
And it's probably harder than some people too, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And could you imagine the young people?
It's a struggle for me,
thing?
And hey, it's a struggle for them too. I don't know how they all feel, but I know how I feel.
Sure.
That's getting to know
horrible.
How you feel.
It's horrible. Yeah. And you go through what you go through, and you fight within yourself, a battle of the mind, as you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fight
yeah,
with myself.
Yeah.
Anymore. I don't want to fight with myself like that. It's hell.
Well, you have
well
to
and just you. Know that you don't have to. That's right. Let God
that's
fight now.
That's what overcoming
turn it
the
over to
is,
him.
Is,
yeah.
Yeah. He gives you overcoming power. Notice, listen to this right here. It said, particularly young people are most confused about their origin and
yeah.
direction of their frustration.
That's true.
You know, in other words, you know, confused about it now and the direction
mm-hmm.
of their frustration. So could you imagine what type of battle that could be and to overcome it? I mean, I think
it's
that's
hard for somebody to
one.
Have a problem to deal with it. It's hard for you.
Yeah,
and I'm so grateful to God that you guys are here to talk to me because it is
yeah.
So the radio station, like I said, is a powerful thing to me, and sometimes I got to get on there. And even if I feel like I don't want to come on there, I get on there.
It's a blessing.
To me. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I think it's a blessing to me because
yeah.
I can share things I've been holding in for so many years.
My goodness. Yeah, yeah, this is the night for you. You know, it's like a win. You know how it is when you win, and that's what 37-2 is saying to you. You know, once you stepped up and utilized your faith and spoke it and put it out
yeah.
there. And you know, when you cry out to him, you know, I remember
he made
like
me
my
feel better because she's something special to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right, like, yeah, you're definitely all right. There's love on this broadcast and everything, and we do know that.
I
when
thank y'all for that. I thank y'all more than you will ever know. I really, really, really do, even though I am crying real tears. But it's going to be okay. I believe that in my heart of hearts, but it's sometimes you get weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm weak right now. My heart is broken.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about all the sadness and everything going on, but it
yeah.
hurts hell. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, I said hell. It hurts like hell. And I don't always know what to do, but I know God got a plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a God that's genuine and a God that you can talk to. That's fellowship. That means that you can find out, you know, why you're seeking
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
In other words, if you... faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, because what has been on your mind for so long, for so many years, as you said, was a battle, and that you were hearing in your mind. But now, tonight, you know, you got a chance to open up and to know that all the frustration that you can just combine to me is wrapped up in your stepping out, as 37-2 just shared with you. That's your starting point, and that's where the weeping come in at. And then once you go through the weeping, my, the Bible says
and,
plain, weeping may endure for a night, made it plain. But it did say that joy cometh in the morning. Your morning could
in
be
morning.
At this time of the night.
Yeah,
yeah. This happens.
And you know what
morning.
I believe? That
go ahead.
When, I think when people weep and when they are sincere, because God, I think
yeah.
He moves on sincerity.
Without a doubt.
Right. So we pray often and I'm not saying that we don't mean what we say, but he knows when we are at that exact point to where he
yeah.
can, it's like a ripe peach to where this is ready to be plucked now from this tree. Now it's time for me to intervene and start doing things because she it's ripe, it's ready. So
yeah,
I think those tears or anybody else's tears, when you break down and you lay it down and you pour it out to him, that's when he's going to be most acceptable to come in.
Oh, my.
To come
in. I think it brings him joy. I mean, let the mind, let this mind be in you. I mean, that's a joy there. You know, it's like, okay, connect.
I am weak when I am strong. And I think.
You're in the words right there, man. You're in the words right there when you say that. When I'm weak, then am I strong? You're saying something right there now.
Yeah.
You sure right?
Yeah. That's it.
All right, because he gave me tears when my heart is broken. And things going in all of our lives that we try to hold back the tears, but when they come, they come. So he
that's
shared
conviction.
With somebody else. It's okay. I know
it's
that.
Conviction. Yes.
Yes, praise God.
I know this. But I also want to thank him for putting y'all in my path to talk to me because he does that. My God is a good guy. Excuse me.
Watch
he does me. That.
Yeah, listen at you now. You say, my God is a good God. You say he does that. Okay. In other words, God knew exactly what you needed, when you needed it, and how to go about getting it to you.
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He put y'all pee on his phone to talk to y'all, even though it's national and live. It's okay.
It's not
all right.
Somebody else is hurting as well.
And somebody else got something out of what you shared, too, Diane. So just know that.
Yeah.
That was a testimony in itself.
I won't try to be ashamed.
Oh, no.
So right now, there's been things going on that I've heard that it just hurt my heart that people lose people they love.
Yeah.
We don't always understand everything.
Really?
Really? Really? We don't always understand. But it'll be okay, Lord bless, in the morning. I may weep my tears tonight, but if the Lord says so, I will be all right tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Yep, yeah.
That's right. That's a part of going through. That's a divine connection. That's what overcoming the battle in your mind comes in at, you know. And I tell you, you know, we talked tonight. We have had a great dialogue, and I think the time is drawing close. I mean, we wind it down. It's a beautiful thing. You never know what, you know, when you get going, when you get in the process of pursuing what the Lord has in store for you. You just never know what's going to take place from the starting, going through, on to the end. But we thank God on this night, you know, how we brought forth what was left on record according to Pastor Dockery. As I said earlier, you know, he's on the campaign trail, and he wanted to make sure that Talk Straight continue to go forth. And this is what we're doing tonight. So we bless God for the two of you that came in, and for those that are listening, 3072 and 8112, you all have brought forth great information. And we just want to continue the process of it. And just in case there's someone that desire to call in right now, and they may have just tuned in and want to know how I can call in, the number is area code 657-383-0944. Again, area code 657-383-0944. Call us. We have a few minutes left. I think approximately 13 minutes. Glory to God. We know that, again, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have said a lot of things that I just know that's been stirred up and is effective. And we just want to just glorify God for it, because dealing with something, we get a chance to recall about how we dealt with things in our life, as well as dealing with them now, whether we got a chance to deal with them back then, we may not have, but now, you know, it's been mentioned that something's been held on for so long, you're able to deal with it. We had a reminder, according to what 3072 shared with us, and I just was just like right there, you know, saying, what about the voice that you're hearing? And she said something that was Unique about the voice of her mother say, "Why don't you just stop running for a minute?" Good God Almighty. Never thought that what was trying to harm you was not really trying to harm you. It was just the thought of that battle that was in the mind. She stopped, and all of a sudden, great fellowship came from a merciful God. Isn't that amazing to know that in 8112 situation, out of all that she had gone through up until now, she had a chance to just put it out there. And surely the enemy didn't want to do that because she was going to go to the solution to the problem. So if you didn't bring forth the weeping, you cannot handle what comes after that, which means there will be some joy from it.
Yes.
Glory to God. And for what we don't have dealt with, just know it had to do with what you had to do this night to get that out, and you was able to be effective at it. So don't be ashamed, as I know the enemy might try to attack you, but you got a boldness about you. I know that you're not going to fall for that. We know the enemy is true. We know his tactics, and I tell you, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it back over. And I mentioned it just a little earlier ago, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11, it states very clear. It says, unless Satan get the advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So we know now that the enemy has devices that would get into our mind and control our mind and make us be in such a battle that we don't know what to do. But the scripture tonight is, let this mind be in you, Lord have mercy, which was also in Christ Jesus. It didn't say go to church and let the mind be in you. It just said, let this mind be in you. I told 8112 earlier, 3072, about that blind man sitting on the side of the road begging. That same man that I'm talking about got inside that man. And that man became aware, and the fellowship started, and the rejoicing came, and the man was able to see again. Don't you know that was a celebration? It had to be. Glory to God. Anytime you can move the Lord, it can move Christ, because that's what happened. That blind man moved Christ in such a way, his faith made him whole. That made the Lord rejoice. Amen. So
we got about 10 more minutes, so we can just start wrapping up our conversation.
Yes, glory to God. We got about let's see, 9 minutes. So we have another song, and then we can have a message by. We're gonna have you to say a couple of minutes of what you have to say in 112, and as we have done in the past, 3072, we ask you to carry us on out, if you will, when it get down to time frame, maybe about 3 minutes. So after this song, after this break, we will come back in 8112. You will have a chance to have a final say, and then we'll turn it over to 3072. How about that? Glory to God.
Thank you.
Man, welcome back to Talk Straight. He is an on-time God, and we thank God for everything that has been talked about. And for all who had a chance to listen, we thank God for you. Right now, we wind it down. It's about time to give way to 8112 that I have the last day, and then we'll give it to 3732 so we can wind down, if you will. In that order, 8112, talk to us. Give us about.
I thank you guys so much for listening to me and hearing my cry. It is what it is. And for that, I thank you. And I thank God for Jesus that he put you in my life for a reason. I know this. So I'm done with that. I just want to go on. And I don't want to cry all the time, but sometimes things touch us so deep. You got to share them tears. That's what you got them for. So I'm done with that.
Amen. You bless us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. 3072, talk to us. I thank God for 8112 for letting you just share them. Take us
well,
on
out. Well, I think that she is absolutely right. And God has his way of making things happen when they're supposed to happen. I'm just so grateful to be a part of the show again tonight. And grateful, I mean, I've been knowing Pastor Dockery for almost all my life, well, literally all.
But
just not meeting you, Pastor Waller, and I'm just grateful, I'm elated, I'm happy for you that you've come to that place in your life where you're supposed to be. So I think with that being said, we need to just remember to have a mind that's set like Christ.
Glory to God. Outstanding. We have said, and we will consider that being done. I mean, that would be beneficial to us. And we thank Sister Dockery for stepping in and to assist us tonight. I thank God, you know, for allowing us to be able to recall and to look back and to notice that there are still people who are out there that does not have that relationship with the Lord, and we know that it's available, and we're glad about that. And you know, the song just was rendered. It says, "He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time." And thank God for that reminder. So we just keep seeking his will, keep believing, trusting, and everything will be placed in an orderly fashion, just knowing that. Again, on behalf of Pastor Dockery in his absence, we know that he's on that campaign trail. Just keep praying and believing God that he's going to do what he's assigned to do. And after it's all said and done, we will be quick to give the Lord God the praise, the glory, as well as the honor in which he most certainly deserves. Amen. Until we meet again, may the good Lord bless you real good, is my prayer.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Remember to tune back in.
Pleasant conversation this evening. We're all done.
Amen. Praise God. Thanks again. We appreciate you too. You've done a good job.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Thanks.